Well, I thought Temple did an outstanding job of defending us tonight. Got a great coach in Fran Dunphy. And, you know, they've been right there all season, a game or two away from being put in a completely different category. And, a team that I really feel like is very underrated when you consider the number of away games they played during the regular season, and some of the circumstances that they had to deal with throughout. So I wish them the best of luck, as we all do, as they move forward tomorrow night and beyond. As often is the case in March, one player can really step up big, and I thought Deontay Christmas was that guy tonight. He hit some very difficult shots. It wasn't for lack of effort on our end, but when it really, really mattered, he stepped up and hit some deep threes that changed the game in Temple's favor. I think in particular, I have to do a better job coaching our team on offense. You know, when you shoot 34%, that hurts, because we've come a long way. And I think to go down shooting that percentage, as much credit as I give Temple, I really look at myself as having to do a better job of creating good shots and offense for our team. And so we'll move on from here. Got to take the good with the bad in March. And our next loss will be our last loss.
Okay, questions first for VJ and Derek. Chuck?
VJ, it came down to you and Deontay. It seemed like you had a pretty good defensive position. You were draped all over. You just burned. Can you talk about that possession?
Yeah, you know, Deontay's a great player, and I knew that he was going to take the last shot. And all I wanted to do was make sure that I got a good challenge. But you know, sometimes good players make great shots, and great players make great shots. You know, he's a great player, and he made some tough shots tonight when his team needed it. He was struggling a little bit throughout the game, and but he stepped up in the moment. And sometimes that's what you need, is a player who steps up in the moment. It doesn't matter what they did before. Well, they pressured the ball more. I think they looked at the last game, and they saw what they needed to do to play us better. And tonight, I believe they executed that very well. Me, myself, I have 4 turnovers, unexcusable, but they executed what they did very well today.
BG had 15 or 18 in the second half. What adjustments did you make
of that? I let the game come to me a little bit more. I played Xavier basketball in the first half. I kind of forced the issue a little bit, and I needed to make sure in the second half that I was getting good looks. And, you know, as coach told me at halftime, just let it come to me, you know, and I did. So my shots began to fall. And
Well, I think in a game that was as very well defended at both ends, you know, and teams that are so familiar with each other, again, as oftentimes the case in conference tournament, if you just look around the country, it's just familiarity takes away a lot of the things over time and chips away. It really does become a game of big-time individual plays, rebounding, tough plays, conference tournaments generally take on that type of identity as opposed to a smooth-looking game, just because it's late in the year and there is great familiarity. You know, I think in his case, I'm sure he wanted to give Deontay Christmas as much freedom as he could at the end, knowing that he was the most capable player to make big plays. I thought he did. You know, I thought he had some really deep shots. We put ourselves in that hole, though, because we never could really seize the momentum because we struggled so hard to score. You know, any basket on our end would have helped us immensely, and we weren't able to get that. And I thought the free throw discrepancy was really a function of Temple's offense got into the paint more than our offense did, and that's disappointing as well. That's one thing that's changed throughout the season is we usually get to the line a lot more than we have over the last 6 weeks, and again, it's something we have to take a look at as we move forward.
Coach, can you talk about what you, your staff, and the team do from now until the selection summit?
Well, we're going to travel back tomorrow, and we're going to watch Selection Sunday at my house, which we always do. And, you know, it's certainly not a time for our team to lose sight of the great season that we've had. We had a chance to win our conference outright for the third straight year. You know, we've won 25 games, got to the semifinals again, couldn't quite break through, certainly played with great effort defensively. One of the storylines of this game that's a little different is when we've lost throughout the year, our defense has kind of let us down. You can kind of feel that when you get caught in the shootout. You know, tonight, to me, we just really couldn't score. Again, give great credit to Temple, and certainly we have to do a better job of getting players shots.
It's kind of been a storyline all season long, but how much do you attribute that stagnation on offense to the point guard position?
You know, I thought Dante Jackson did a great job setting the tone, but, you know, that's where we're at. Our point guard position has been good enough to win 25 games, being at large team to the tournament. You know, a year ago I sat up here after we lost in the same round, and we were 40 minutes away from going to the Final Four. There's always a silver lining when you get knocked out in a conference tournament. Sometimes the extra day or two rest, you know, refocus the team, can really be at its best on that first day of the NCAA tournament as opposed to just going through another day of getting beat up. Clearly our goal was to come here and win the tournament championship, but when that's taken away, we're going to flip the page and see where we go from here.
CJ had a tough night tonight, 4-9, and I know Jason only was 2 points. You talked about shooting being a problem. Was it their defense that was giving them trouble? Or was, you know, CJ was taking the 3-pointer right before the half? Was it just their push and their shots?
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Our organization on that particular play, you know, Derek should have been where CJ was, and CJ should have been where Derek was. That ball may have found Derek's hands. That's, again, my fault. And, you know, CJ has really struggled over the last month, and that puts a lot of pressure on our offense. When he plays well, we're a much different team. Same thing, really, from our center spot. Those guys have done a good job as a 1-2 punch, freeze and love throughout the course of the year, subbing for each other. We've gotten great production, but recently we haven't. And again, when that, I guess, our 3-position and 5-position offensively don't produce, it certainly puts a lot of pressure on our offense. And we'll have to regroup and take a look and see how we can help those guys. Silver lining is I think Jamel McLean has done a really good job over the last several weeks on our team. And I thought tonight he played a great game, did exactly what we asked of him, and really couldn't ask for much more.
Coach, around the country, some coaches are questioning conference tournaments and their necessity. How do you feel about the postseason tournament?
I think conference tournaments are great. Really, it's great to win one. It's great to win games in a tournament. It's tough to lose. You know, if you're fortunate enough to move to the championship round, we have been like 3 times over the last 8 years, and it's a great feeling to get a chance to win a championship, and that's, you know, for the student athlete experience, unforgettable. You look back and you remember being able to win a regular season title or a conference tournament title, and you know, to show you how hard it is to do, I think one team in our history of our school has won both the Atlantic 10 regular season championship and tournament championship. And we've had some really good teams and players. So it goes to show you how difficult it is to win both. And a team like Temple, the way they get in the NCAA tournament is to win it, and you have to really play against that, which you have some kids playing for their lives, and that's really what's a lot of fun watching it, and I think being a part of it. You know, I know Sergio Olmos and Samaj Inge and Deontay Christmas, you know, my hat off to them. I thought those three guys did a great job, and they have one more game till they get to the NCAA tournament if they can win it. So we wish them luck. Hopefully the team that beats us is the team that can make the NCAA tournament as our tournament representative.
Coach, obviously you guys have been in a large discussion for most of the season. Dave has been there most as well. Temple has been in and out. From what I hear you saying, I was going to ask whether you think the Temple should be in the large discussion.
You know, I don't know. I know that coaches, they take different turns, and like everyone says different. You know, for me, I want to give Temple great credit for beating us, and wish them the best of luck tomorrow. You know, for us, I'm more worried about our team next Thursday or Friday playing at its best and learning from this experience, trying to advance in the NCAA tournament, because as great as the conference tournament is, pales into comparison in the next one. And hopefully we can really pick up and play with great intensity, get our offense sharpened up, and be at our best. We did it a year ago, and I hope we can do it again this year.
Coach,